Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Since I was a little girl, I've had one dream. To be on Australia's greatest satire. This is my curse. This is my quest. This is my destiny. Yes, it is sad and true. I've been trying for some three years to be on Neighbours. Turns out I'm everything they don't want in a female star. Air quotes, Dave.
Yes, that's right, Jade. So what we've tried to do here is I'm trying to turn you into an actress.
Yes.
Turn you into a star.
Yes.
Now, so this week I gave you the opportunity to flex your acting muscle, which I believe is located somewhere in your latissimus dorsi.
Okay.
But then I also thought maybe I could give you an opportunity to show off your acting prowess as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically what I've done, I've found a vehicle which I think would be perfect for you.
Okay.
I just think... When I read the script,
but it's not Neighbours?
It's not Neighbours, but it's your stepping stone to Neighbours.
Okay.
You have to do something before you do Neighbours. Yeah.
I kind of thought Neighbours would be my stepping stone to other things. Isn't that the way everyone else uses it?
You've got to work in...
It's like my reality TV program.
Mm, okay. Right.
You are so Steph McIntosh right now. You just don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, this is just your stepping stone, okay? And I found, the vehicle that I found is a little show, it's coming out next year called Twisteen.
Okay.
Which is a new teen drama with a twist.
And I'm playing a teenager.
Yes. John Travolta did Grease when he was like 65. So okay. I thought that maybe, you could just...
I'm sure I can act like a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm not that far gone past teenager doom, am I?
Well, you're saying teenager doom. That's not very teenage-y.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I'm overthinking things.
Yeah, so as I say, Twisteen, okay. A teen drama with a twist.
Okay.
Do you want to do a little scene that I've just got for you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Excellent. I'll play the role of Sam, and you're playing Marcy.
Okay.
Okay, and now just a little backstory on your character.
Mm-hmm.
She's, the young, supple, attractive girl of the town.
Oh, okay. I can see how I'd be fit for this role.
And Dave, can you just do a little favour for me here?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, can you just read the cast actions?
Yep, absolutely.
The stage direction, because we don't have
actual cameras.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm excited, Jade. Are you?
I'm
going to play a supple, blonde, beautiful bombshell.
Uh-huh.
I can tell what Marcy's like, even without seeing her.
And you're not picturing me?
Okay.
I'm doing a good job.
We're acting now.
Okay.
In the zone.
Please, Marcy, you have to come with me. We're family.
You're not my real brother.
No, but I've been pretending to be your brother for the last 6 months, and that's got to count for something.
I just don't know anymore.
We don't have time for this. We have to leave right now.
Sam removes snot from his left nostril.
But I don't know if I can trust you anymore after you drowned my hermit crabs.
For the last time, Marcy, they were evil hermit crabs. They were plotting against you.
Even salty?
Especially salty.
It's not... just that. It's been hard for me growing up. My parents don't understand me, and they died in a hopscotch accident. My real brother's in jail for a crime that hasn't been committed yet, and I only just found out that I had a fake brother on Tuesday. I'm so confused. It's so hard being a teenager.
Marcy waddles sexily towards the camera.
I know it's hard being a teenager, as I am a teenager too. But we can't hold out here for much longer.
Sam removes flaking skin from above his eyebrow.
What are we escaping again?
Mike the serial killer.
Sam coughs up furball.
Really? Okay. I still don't know if I can trust you.
If you can't trust me, trust this. Okay, sorry to break character for a moment, but I probably have to explain this part. I haven't decided whether Sam and Marcy should kiss here or if Sam should present Marcy with with a best fake sister certificate. You know, it's a pretty tough call, but either way, it's a very visual element to the proceedings. Go on.
I trust you now. Let's go.
Marcy sensuously stubs her toe.
It's too late. He's already here.
Who's here?
Mike, the serial killer.
And I haven't even finished my pudding?
Marcy sobs seductively.
To be continued.
OMG. LOL. LMAO. Twisteen sounds like it's going to be the new OC. I mean, Twisteen, a teen drama with a twist. Oh my god, I feel like I've just waited all my life for this piece of Oscar.
I feel like Misha Barton.
Yeah, well, that's what we were going for.
Okay.
It's good that you're feeling like Misha Barton.
I can see the resemblance.
You could totally be Misha.
So, you think I could pitch that to the networks on Monday?
Oh, okay, so you wrote that?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay. I thought we agreed that you were going to find me an actual project.
Yeah, that's not going too well.
Okay.
I just thought I'd make one up and send it to the networks.
Well, how about we try that you try and get me an actual project?
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of Melbourne drama being...
It's really hard. Like, I don't have a phone.
They don't want it in some unknown...
No, well, as I say, I don't have a phone.
Okay. We're going to have to get some resources for this kid, I tell you what.
You've been listening to Different Strokes, of course, Dream Chasers. That was Jade chasing a dream to be on Neighbours, one of perhaps the greatest soap operas of all time, would you
say?
Yes,
probably.
Oh, coming up next, of course, we do have our brand new segment. We have a fan in the spotlight. Is she all the way... is she even in Australia?
She's from America.
So we have an...
all the way from Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh my goodness, I have no idea where that is. Oh. Hey, I don't even know where Mount Waverly is. So. You've been listening to Different Strokes here. Coming up next, of course, our brand new segment, Spotlight. Of course, you can SMS us 0427JOY949. Perhaps you're on air. Online. Because we're on air. What are you doing on air?
On air at joy.org.au. And what about, you can call Nick, our program support guy.
I know, he loves having chats with listeners. I know that, even though he stepped away from the phone.
And his phone number is 9669-2949.
Must be so good to have a phone.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/differentstrokesradio.